This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Fourth and final hour of Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Jones will be back tomorrow. Thanks to Bradfoe and Shime for joining us early in the program. Terp is now in, a little pure baseball, a little pure football in the offseason for hoops. How's it going?
Pure sports talk.
Pure
That's
sports
what
talk.
We're at this week.
He's got some good stats of the week. I want to, speaking of stats, Matthew on Twitter retweeted this and sent it to us. Every team in baseball's record since the Rafael Devers trade. So all 30 teams and what the records are. The Milwaukee Brewers have the best record in baseball. They've been insane. The Blue Jays have the second best record. Red Sox are third, 36-24. They're 12 games over 500 since the trade. The San Francisco Giants have the worst record in baseball since the Devers trade. They're 22-37, 15 games under 500. So that's worse than the White Sox, the Rockies, Nationals, like these historically bad teams. They've been worse since getting Devers.
And that's like the one swing that it was like they went all this time. They were trying to land like a power hitter, somebody that can fit in that lineup
and push
them over
they
the top.
Them.
They get them. And they just revert to the worst team in baseball. That's kind of hilarious in a sense.
Kind of amazing. But anyway, I just wanted to point that out real quick. I do want to get back to football as we are less than 3 hours away from the cuts. And it seems like, I don't know, maybe you can think of another one. It feels like who's on and off at the receiver position and then what happens with Duggar are probably the two biggest questions as far as like uncertainty with the roster right now.
Yeah, and I think the Duggar and Jennings, those two kind of lumped together. I think they're more likely to be traded than they are to be cut just with the dead cap. And we talked about it yesterday. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't make sense for this team to be cutting off good players. But the receivers are probably the biggest one. That's what everyone's been talking about all throughout camp.
Yeah.
So I think Javon Baker's really one that people are looking into. Is being a special teamer enough to make this roster? And we'll figure out soon here. 3 hours to go.
I know. We're getting there. So they'll have maybe they'll have the cut-down desk on the afternoons program, and they can throw a damn ball for every single
cut.
They probably should make a sounder, I would think.
Something with the John Cena like entrance.
There's got to be a way to do it. So some of them have been trickling out. Deontay Jacobs has been released, according to reports, as has Parker Romo, the kicker. There's a kicker battle.
Yeah.
And I'm not confident. I wasn't really confident in either guy, and we'll see how it plays out. They drafted Borgalis this year. So if you get drafted as a kicker, like you should make the team, unless you're, you know, Justin Rohrwasser or one of these other past failures the Red Sox, the Patriots have had. Mike Reese tweeted this a couple hours ago. He said, opinion analysis. As Mark Daniels said, the Patriots informed kicker Parker Romo of their intention to release him, while media members like this one touted a competition in camp by last week. I didn't sense the brain trust viewed it similarly. Not having Romo kick in the preseason finale was one tip off, despite Andy Borgalis' missed 49-yarder. So I feel like he has, like, he was sort of given the job, and it's just a matter of, like, all right, how good is he going to be?
Like you said, when you draft a guy, they pretty much have the job. And I'll be completely transparent. Yeah. I was not locked in on the kicker battle. I think there was a lot more going on with this roster that had far more intrigue. But from what I saw from different reporting, it seemed like it was going to go the other way, that they were going to hold on to Parker Romo. No longer John Parker Romo, just Parker
Romo. No, because it's too serial killer-like, so he's like, let me drop that off. Let me drop the first name, go middle name, last name. But, yeah, so he's gone. I think the receiver...
Do you think Borgalis is going to keep the number in the 30s now? Now that he made the team,
I mean, that says a lot. Of
kicker in the 30s,
you gotta go lower than that.
Yeah, you got it right.
Although,
six actually, are there any single digits left?
Maybe six.
I think so.
Depending on what happens with Baker.
Jeez,
maybe.
You think Baker makes the team?
Yeah, I think they. I think he does. Yeah, I think he does.
Special teams.
I think it's just. Yeah. It's. I think Carr made a good point earlier too. It's easier to hold on to a guy that you drafted just last year, and I mean, you need help with the special team, or obviously with Marcellus dialed down. And he's or like a fourth-round receiver. Like, you know, you take a shot at him. I think it is easier to hold on to him than people may look at it. I know it's been bad, and it hasn't been a great camp, especially offensively for him, but I think it is worth holding on to him.
Yeah. It seems like Bourne and Polk will be kind of out of sight, whether on IR or not, they're out of sight. And so if Diggs and Hollins, the two veteran free agents that you brought in, those guys are on the team. Pop Douglas and Kayshon Booty might be your two most consistent receivers. They're on the team. Kyle Williams is your third-round pick. He's on the team. That's already five.
Chisholm
is probably on the team, I think. Or, like, I don't know. We might have overrated him because, as Curran was saying, he probably still could get on the practice squad, and then he could always call him up if need be. I don't know if teams are banging down the door for the sixth receiver on the Patriots.
No.
Like, there's no way.
Which is kind of leads me to the point of holding on to Baker. It's not like we're deciding among a roster that's just full of talent. Like, it's not like these guys don't have interchangeable pieces they can let go. It's like this roster needs some help in the depth areas. So it's not like it's a huge deal if you cut one of your back-end tackles or whatever it may be.
Mike Reese saying now the Patriots have informed outside linebacker Truman Jones of their intention to release him. I was unfamiliar with Truman Jones.
Yeah, I wasn't familiar with his work either.
Also, another one from around the league, the Titans have waived rookie wide receiver Xavier Restrepo, who was super productive at Miami.
Wasn't he one of your guys?
He was one of my guys. Now, he's slower than molasses. The guy runs in quicksand, but was really productive with Cam Ward at Miami and didn't make the team with the Titans. The Titans certainly don't have like a loaded wide receiver room. Although Ridley was good for him last year. I don't know. Schultz writes they're going to try to bring him back on the practice squad. I don't know. I didn't follow him in camp or anything like that, but that was a guy that was such a productive college player I thought would be interesting.
He was tied to the Patriots quite a bit, too.
Was he during camp or whatever?
I mean, maybe it was just speculation, but I remember seeing that name a lot around mock drafts and whatnot from the Patriots.
Also, this just into the news desk. According to Adam Schefter, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are engaged.
Are you serious?
Yeah. According to Adam Schefter.
Schefter that news? That's what I'm more surprised about.
No. He didn't break the news. He just reposted.
Oh, he's screenshotting his Instagram?
Okay, he screenshotted their Instagram. So Taylor Swift and Killa Trav, who I assume is Travis Kelce.
That's a hell of a collaboration on Instagram there.
You could probably change your screen name, right? Or your username. You don't have to be Killa Trav, do you? That feels like I got on Instagram in high school with a name, and then
mix that up.
Now I have a job. I should probably.
I mean, I'm not surprised by that. I was more so when he was like Schefter broke the news. I was like, what is that?
Well, that's the first I saw of it.
Yeah. All these flowers are like a nightmare. You're gonna need a box of tissues.
Yeah, where is
it? It says that she posted it 8 minutes ago.
Okay, so Schefter was just stalking them on Instagram and was able to screen grab it and post it.
Did you see the caption? It doesn't really make a whole lot of sense to me. Your English teacher and your gym teacher are getting married with looks like a bomb emoji.
Yeah, it looks like a stick of dynamite.
That's
a stick of dynamite right there, Terp.
Sorry, I'm not caught up in my nuclear weapons.
I'm going to go out.
Whatever those would be.
Not nuclear weapons, whatever those would be. It's like something Wile E. Coyote would use, chasing the Roadrunner.
He's too young for that.
That's true. That would be a good question.
I'm ready for this thing. I'm ready for this, like, showdown with Roman.
I'm looking forward to that too.
This is
I don't know how we're gonna come up. So Jones and I are gonna have to come up with a bunch of questions that you and he do not see ahead of time, and then we'll quiz back and forth, see who the smarter early 20-year-old is. Yeah, I guess the caption is probably. I'm gonna go out on a limb. Is that maybe like a lyric from a song?
I don't recognize this lyric, so maybe it's on the new album.
Your English teacher and your gym teacher are getting married. Which is which? You think he?
I think
Killa Trav might be the gym teacher. But anyway, I guess that's breaking news.
Biggest news on cut day today.
Bigger news. Xavier Restrepo cut or Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift are engaged?
I'll probably go with the latter there.
I kind of thought they were sneaky already married. I thought we were going to find out like a year from now that they've been married for like 3 years. Like we didn't even know. They kind of kept it together.
They didn't do this on the podcast. They had to do her album announcement. Imagine the numbers on the podcast if they are not. If
the numbers on the podcast are still pretty good.
Yeah, but like it's going to be a little more than that.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
There's still time.
There is. Yeah, people are excited about it.
There'll be a lot of songs about this.
Yeah, Andy Hart's tweeting about it now. Burt Breer's tweeting about it.
People are fired up about this. Like, you know, it's often thrown out like this is going to break the internet. This feels like it could break the internet.
Yeah, I think it could. I'm actually,
What? Taylor Swift?
I love love. So, Terp, I've never been a hater. There's a lot of haters out there that see her on TV, and they're like, hey, she's on my TV too much. I wish they would show some flat fat slob eating a hot dog in the stands instead of her cheering for him in the private suite. I don't care. That's fine.
Do we need to update our power couples now? Did they make the list when we did this in Valentine's
They might be.
Day?
Stiz is fired up. Stiz is all fired up in the hallway.
He's like running down the hallway.
Jumping up and down. This is great news
for him. Did he like call this? Did he have a wager on this? He seemed
a little too excited. Did somebody have money on this?
I don't know.
Just to,
I don't know. Maybe he's just a big fan. He just wants to see these two kids. Yeah, I don't know if. What was your question, Nick?
Should we update the power couples list?
Oh. So they
were they even on it?
How were they not on it?
No, they were.
They had to.
Was that the reason for doing the list?
Yeah. I think it was because we did one sports quote unquote celebrity that was with a non sports celebrity. So if there were two sports, didn't count. If it was two like actor actresses, didn't count. It had to be like a
now
mix
that
like
she
that.
Is Travis Kelce's. Wife or fiance, does this change things? Does this make it look like, would you move her up on your all-time podcast guest list? Does this
change
things?
No.
Still not.
And now that she's done a podcast, I'd actually put her lower on the list.
Oh, you didn't think she was that good?
No. Meaning, I think it's more of a get. You know what I'm saying? That person's never been on one. I've never heard it before. She was on there for like 2 hours, so she's already done a podcast.
That was a very long podcast.
It's a very long
podcast. I'm more of like...
Did you listen
like
to
the,
it?
No, I just saw the timestamps. I was like, this is very long.
Yeah, it was. It's like Joe Rogan's getting like 3 hours going. But yeah, so they had a long podcast there. No, I wonder if this, though, you know how there's like the Kardashian curse? When the Kardashians
athlete sinks? Yeah.
Is this sort of the end of the...
I mean, he's getting to the end anyway.
This is his last year.
Did he confirm that?
I don't think he did. I think he was real cryptic about it.
I think he's going to play forever. Or try. He's going to be that guy that tries to play forever.
I mean, why would you stop at this point? I mean, I know he had a down year last year for his standards, but if your team's consistently good, you're consistently like contending for a Super Bowl, why would you want to stop playing?
It's true. So last year, he had 823 yards receiving, only 3 touchdowns. In the playoffs, he had 13 catches in 3 games for 175 and a touchdown. So...
It was a weird year for their offense in general, though. Remember, it took them forever to score. What was it, 30 points?
I don't know if they ever did.
They never did.
Who did they play in the playoffs? The Bills? They did it. It was the first time they did it in the playoffs.
Yeah, the first time they scored
that was
30
weird.
Was in the postseason.
He's going to turn 36 early October. So, I mean, because he came into the league a little bit later. This could be his last year. I also don't think the Chiefs are going to be great this year.
Well, Andy Reid says they're going to air it out. He told them to bring their running shoes because they're going to launch it.
He actually did make the roster for them. So
he did?
He did.
Yeah. And Schefter said he's supposed to have a
prominent more
role.
Proof they're not going to be great because also that division's good. Right? Chargers and Broncos are pretty good. The Raiders aren't good, but they're better than they were.
It feels like we do this every year with Tyquan Thornton, though. He's like Jerry Rice in training camp, and then as soon as we get to week one, it's like, all right, here he is. This is him.
Speed merchant. You're like, no, I'm not counting on
that's why you just got to be so careful what you take in from training camp and practices and whatnot. Like, obviously, there's useful information and important stuff that you can take from it, but like people were ready to declare Tyquan Thornton an all-pro at certain times.
Oh, yeah. Then that went away. So now you're going to have Travis Kelce engaged, Josh Allen married. Does that affect their games?
I sure hope not, because I picked Josh Allen in quite a few fantasy leagues. Took him early, too.
Oh, so we have our fantasy draft on Thursday. I should promote that. 9 o'clock, we're going to stream it. We'll do it, I think, from both the Dork YouTube account and the Jones and Keefe Twitter account. And so feel free to razz us for all of our picks. We'll be able to have like the whole board up there and a bunch of us bitching about it. Do you have any... I know you don't want to give away your whole strategy, but do you have any fantasy sleepers for us?
Have you
already done a couple drafts?
I've done a couple drafts.
But you're in like dynasty leagues though, right?
Yeah, I do dynasty. So that's but a I do bit have different. I have a redraft. You know who I've been really surprised to have been like slipping a little bit like so much later?
Kyle in Pitts.
Well, Kyle Pitts does every year, but more so later this year than years before. But like Jalen Waddle's falling a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, I think you just don't know what's gonna happen with Tyreek Hill there.
Well, I think the whole Miami Dolphins are sort of up in the air. I think Mike McDaniel is now the favorite for first coach fired.
Is he?
Yeah, I think he is. We're just looking at this the other day. They freshened up the rankings going into the season, and I think Brian Daboll is towards the top. Who is who I picked last year, and I might double down this year when we do our predictions.
And they were on the fence with him, and it seemed like they were on the fence, and then the owner came out and was like, "No."
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
We're going to keep both of them.
He might get more time. Russell Wilson might buy him more time to get him to Jackson Dart.
All right, so here's the argument against... Yeah, you're right. So they did just draft a quarterback in the first round who looked great in the preseason against the
They'll probably
scrubs.
Give him the chance to bench Russell Wilson before they fire him.
The first four games of the year for the Giants are at Washington, at Dallas, home to the Chiefs, home to the Chargers.
That Cowboys running back situation is... ugly.
Wow, what's going on there?
Well, Javonte Williams is pretty much their only healthy running back right now.
Ooh.
They have that rookie they drafted, and then they
Jaden
have
Blue.
Miles Sanders who's also hurt. Yeah. So Javonte Williams going into week one is pretty much their only healthy running back. And that's a team that everyone's already skeptical of the Cowboys, and that team, I don't know.
Well, Micah Parsons. Still,
they have a coach that's never been a head coach before.
There's also that. And then, a coach who's ever been a head coach before, and it's like, hey, let's get him George Pickens.
Yeah.
And, like, see how that goes.
Let's manage these egos.
Like, all right.
Speaking of former Pittsburgh Steeler wide receivers, Diontae Johnson.
Yeah, available.
Also, like, what happened to that guy?
I don't know. Which, we've gotten back to this before, but, like, Mike Tomlin, who I never thought was, like, the greatest coach. He's always, like, he's very consistent and all that stuff, but he's won a Super Bowl, which is good, but that feels like forever ago. But to get what he got out of Antonio Brown, Diontae Johnson, George Pickens, like all these receivers that go somewhere else and are just like uncontrollable.
And these bridge quarterbacks they've had the
and
last
bad,
ever
scrubby
since
quarterbacks.
Ben Roethlisberger retired, you've had all these bridge quarterbacks, and they're still now they get into the playoffs, and you know Mike Tomlin consistently in the playoffs. But once they get there, they have nothing to show for it because you don't have a quarterback. How do you think Aaron Rodgers is going to do there?
Not good.
No.
Yeah,
I think he's done.
I do. I took the cheese on him when he went to the Jets. I thought he was going to be great with the Jets. Then he got hurt. And I'm like, all right, he's back.
You won the Super Bowl, didn't you?
I did.
Was that last year?
No.
Or make the Super Bowl.
I think I had the Packers beating him in the Super Bowl. Kind of a storyline. Nice storyline.
Revenge arc, yep.
I thought Jordan Love was going to be really good. He wasn't. I thought Rodgers was going to be really good. He wasn't.
He was during the Toyota-thon. As Nick put it.
That's a good point. Love during the Toyota-thon, different kind of player. But full season, not great. So, no, I think Aaron Rodgers is kind of like cash. I don't think the Steelers make the playoffs.
Especially in that division. Yeah. That's going to be a tough division with Cincinnati. You would imagine Cincinnati's better
this year. I think Cincinnati bounced back. I think Baltimore's going to be great. They're the favorite to win the whole thing. I don't know about Cleveland. Cleveland's probably
contending for the first pick.
Yeah. Top five, according to sportsbetting.ag, top five in the first NFL coach fired. So, meaning like the guy they think is most likely to be the first coach fired is Mike McDaniel, a 2-1. Then Brian Daboll. Then Shane Steichen with the Colts. Dave Canales with Carolina. And Kevin Stefanski with Cleveland.
The Stefanski one's interesting. Because didn't they just re-up him?
Ooh, that's a good question. I feel like Stefanski and Daboll to me are similar, where I think they're both really good like offensive coaches. I don't think they have a lot of great around them. You know, Stefanski 2 years ago got that team to the playoffs with like four different quarterbacks.
You can't expect him to do anything with this team this
year. Yeah, like you're like, here's Deshaun Watson. Like he doesn't play.
Oh, they extended Miles Garrett though. So there you go.
So I know those are guys that I think would get a job immediately somewhere else. But I could also see if they ended up getting off to horrible starts and then they end up moving on. But I don't know. Oh, the other question I was asking, Karn, I'm curious where you stand on this. Belichick on Monday night. Are you all in on that?
I'm all in.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for him. I don't get all over. It feels like there's a lot of negativity around the guy. Like I'm rooting for him.
Yeah, it is kind of odd that there is so much negativity around him, right? Like I don't
go TCU.
Unless you're big BC fan.
Go
then
TCU.
I get it.
Also, okay,
big another project? ACC team. I get it. Like you don't want him to. You know, you want BC to win.
Yeah,
the
but
ACC,
like
if, sure.
So
but, like,
I mean, I guess I heard them talking about it a little bit this morning. Like if you're mad at Bill. For what I get, like, fine, like and dislike whoever you want. I just feel like I'm curious how he is going to do. I'm going to be paying attention to North Carolina football. I also feel like, you know, are you blaming him for like Brady being gone, then or not ending his career here? Is that like what you're hung up on? And if so, fine. But also have that same energy towards Kraft. Like, shouldn't you be more mad at Kraft for like allowing that to happen? If that is the reason why, even that you're still pissed at Bill.
I mean, you can't. Obviously, he deserves a lot of the blame for the reason, like, the team is in the state that it's in. I mean, missed on all these drafts. Obviously, you know, like, the ending was not great, especially after Tom Brady. But now it's like, it's completely separate. It's not like he's coaching another NFL team. It's like, there's no correlation here.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
And it's, you're right. Like, he's a college coach. I also think it would be interesting if it's more interesting if he's really good down there. And then the NFL still turns their back on him. Then you're like, all right, that's like, what's going on?
Now, then I think it just becomes like an age thing. Like, are you willing to rebuild? Because you would imagine that a team bringing him in would be a rebuilding team trying to reset a culture. Because you're not going to, Belichick's not going to come in, you know, coach for a year or two with the young, like, with an NFL
team.
But
what if it was a team like Dallas that has the talent already? So you don't have to worry about him, like, having bad drafts, and you're like, we just need you to be a better coach than what we've had over the last few years. That I thought that'd be more sense. Or like if the Bills hit the wall again and you're like, all right, Sean McDermott, you've been really good, but you've never been able to get us to a Super Bowl. But now I also wonder, I don't think Bill is the same coach that he once was.
Definitely not.
Like he's not the best coach.
And I also think in any sport, I think particularly in the NFL, when you hire a head coach, the idea is this is a long-term arrangement. Like you're not just going to rent a head coach for a year to 2-3 years, whatever it may be. So I think that might play into it as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.